So, okay, before the break, I told you that there was another date last night. I took my son to Cocoa Beach for the weekend. My girl had the great idea, by the way. I was going to take him out there on Friday morning. We were going to spend the night Friday and then come back Saturday.
Yeah, were you actually out in the sun? Because you still have your pale hue.
Oh, really? Because I got sunburn.
Really?
Yeah, I got some sun on the face. Huh. I use SPF 50 or whatever. And then my girl, being the voice of reason, said, why don't you get a hotel room Thursday, drive out there Thursday night, stay over. That way you're at the beach when you wake up on Friday. You get the whole day at the beach. So why didn't I think of that first? Check the Expedia, $88, hotel room, boom, same hotel.
88?
Yeah.
That's not your normal $750 a night style, though.
Well, it's Cocoa Beach. I mean, you know, Cocoa Beach is all right. But
wait, what'd you get, a Hojo?
No, I got, there's a hotel I like to stay at out there. All they had was a handicapped room. Like, they were completely sold out except for a handicapped room. Have you stayed in a handicapped room in a hotel before? My son said it was very depressing.
Well, wait, what happens if a handicapped person wants to book a room?
I guess they can't book a room because they're at full occupancy. They're at 100%.
Is that okay?
I don't know. But there's like bars on the sides in the bathroom so that they can get around. The sink is like a handicapable sink. All the light fixtures are lower so that they can be reached by it. It was a very, very depressing room.
Is it spacious?
It was spacious so that a wheelchair could get around, yes.
Okay, good.
But it was just a constant reminder of how people in wheelchairs struggle, and my heart goes out to them. What I'm trying to think about on vacation.
It took you having to be in a handicapped room to realize it's not the easiest thing to be in a wheelchair?
You just don't think about it very much until you're confronted with this weird sink and the shower head that isn't on the thing, but it's on a little handheld thing.
Oh, those are the best, though.
I don't know.
The handheld ones?
I like to have both hands free in a shower.
No. You have to be able to remove the shower head.
Why?
Because there's spots you can't get to.
I see those spots.
Right? Am I right?
I just like the option of putting it up top and letting the water rain down on me.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that option here. It was just the handheld. There's nothing up top. So, you know.
So there wasn't the hook, like, to be a normal showerhead?
The hook brings you back. I ain't telling you no lies, first of all. That's what John Popper's saying. Secondly, no, there was no hook up top. There was just a handheld thing right here. So you could shower in it, assuming your Hervé Villache is like 3'6". But for a tall man like myself, you had to take the thing off and do your whole handheld shower that way.
Did you feel like you should not have been in that room?
I definitely felt like there was some poor family with a wheelchair-bound person who is not able to take a Cocoa Beach vacation because of me and my son. So we go out there. I don't know if it was food poisoning or nah, but I got some bad sushi. And let me tell you this, guys and girls, don't go to sushi restaurants that are attached to hotels. if the restaurant is a Denny's, an IHOP, a Shoney's, and it's attached to a hotel, you're probably good. If the restaurant is a sushi restaurant and it's attached to a hotel, you probably want to avoid that.
Raw fish is raw fish, isn't it?
It is, but there's certain handling things that go into it, and I don't know what I got.
I feel like that's always the kind of risk that you're taking when you eat raw food, is it might not agree with you.
That is a tremendous risk, and they do have it posted in every sushi restaurant you'll ever eat in. Eating raw seafood or shellfish might result in intestinal blah, 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 blah. So I don't know if it was that or the fact that we went to one of those trampoline places where you, like, play dodgeball on trampolines and you bounce and dunk back. But for some reason, midway through the jump-a-palooza at about 10 p.m. on Friday night, I had a situation, and I had to run to the bathroom, and it was just a nightmare.
Were you throwing up?
No, one way exit.
Oh, I don't know if that's food poisoning, because I feel like food poisoning is both ways, and then you're out for maybe a good day or two. You might have just, it didn't kind of work with you.
Okay, maybe it was that. I was suspicious of their calamari, because there were none of the tentacle ones. It was just the rings, so I thought we might have gotten bung. Look that one up, kids, B-U-N-G. And I don't know what it was, but suffice it to say, I had a bad situation going on.
You were back the next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my son did not get his fill of trampolining, and yesterday afternoon said, can we go to Airheads, and can we take Wallet Chain Girl? And I said, if that's okay with Wallet Chain Girl's parents. And then he said, can we also go with, my friend Cutter? And I said, sure, you know, I took the kids to replay our amusement museum the other night before last. We had a blast. I like taking the kids around.
I
do.
And just so the people know, you call her Wallet Chain Girl because didn't she ask your son to buy her a wallet chain for her birthday when they were just friends and they still are?
I'm not sure who asked whom.
You had to take him to Walmart in the middle of the night to get that wallet chain.
We had a wallet chain saga on the best ofs, and she did ask for it, and she told him exactly what kind of wallet chain she wanted.
I got some great feedback on the best ofs, and I did see that that was a part of it. So she probably made a demand for a wallet chain. She seems like that kind of girl. So I said, okay, we'll take the girl to the bouncy place if it's okay with her parents. Texted her mom, and she said, sure, that's fine. Went by, swung, pick her up. I paid for all the kids to bounce. And then I'm driving them back.
Where'd you go, Airheads?
Yeah.
I love that place.
Pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were on a waiting list when we got there. I'm like, what is this, Outback? Like, they were literally on a wait. I'm like, we have to wait 20 minutes to bounce? What's that all about? So we're headed back, and I'd worked out with my son's friend. I'm like, hey, listen, because when we go to pick her up, I said, listen, Cutter, call Shotgun on the way as soon as she comes out of the house. Call Shotgun so that, you know, my son and this girl have to ride together in the back. And my son's like, that's genius. I said, thank you.
You're like the Roger Lodge of teenage dating, with all these moving parts, making sure they're in the right area.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So he does it. He pulls off the shotgun move. They're sitting back there or whatever. So we drop them off, and she just gets out of the car and goes to the front door. And I said, Zan, did you want to walk her to the front door? He goes, I said peace.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, You can't.
Peace.
I said peace. It was enough for him to be like, peace.
Was he being serious when he said that?
He was dead serious. There was not a drop of irony when he said that. And I was thinking, like, okay, you want to play it cool because you're an eighth grader, about to be an eighth grader, but, like, you got to walk the girl to the front door, right? I'm not saying he should go in for the kiss, but is it okay to just go peace?
Or even like hug her in the back seat or whatever and say bye.
I don't want any backseat hugging.
Okay, well, you were there.
How do you know they're at the point where maybe he should try to kiss her, especially in front of his friend in the car and you?
No kiss. I don't think that this was a chivalrous move. This is like holding her door open when she's walking or pulling her chair out for her. It's called being a gentleman. And a gentleman does not just go, peace.
Here's the thing. They were on a friend date. It wasn't a date.
Right.
His friend was sitting there, so why is he going to go up there?
Because he is interested in her.
Okay, well, that's a little bit too much, I think, at that point.
How quickly did she scurry out of the car? Was it kind of a slow walk, or did she run right to the door to get inside?
Somewhere between the two. I would say a trot. I would say we pulled in.
Let her trot away, then. You can't chase after her for a kiss or to walk her to the door.
He's not looking for a kiss, but, like, he's interested in her, and his concern is she is not interested in him.
Why don't we have this conversation before you have to take them out on another friend date? Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do right here. Like, I'm sure there is another friend date looming. They're in the same homeroom this year, so.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
The next friend date needs to be a double date.
With me and my girl?
No, like him and his friend and a girl.
Oh, like, I don't know if I'm ready for all that.
So that's because they're not, like, it's total friend zone right now. And his whole peace thing,
yeah.
She probably thinks he's not interested at all.
That's what I told him. But he's got to establish interest, right? Like, if you're a girl, which you are, and the dude just lets you walk to the front door without even making an effort, you probably think, nah, that guy's not interested in me.
So he hasn't talked to her about where they stand?
I don't think so, no.
So maybe he fears communication, much like his father.
Cheap shot. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Look, I didn't have a girlfriend until I was in my 20s, so I don't know how this all goes down, but I feel like if it was going to happen, it would happen over the summer of love. Now we're getting back to school. There's many more options.
No, but he sees her every single day now.
You know what that's from? Little Grease, Summer Nights?
Yeah, I know.
Some loving had me a blast. Right, the summer romance, a storied tradition, and I felt like it should have bloomed, but nothing has bloomed. Peace. I said peace.
What are you pushing for? I mean, let these kids take it slowly.
I'm pushing for him to be a gentleman. I'm pushing for him to be chivalrous. Despite my many faults, and there are many, I am chivalrous to a T.
Are you?
Chivalry is one of the most important things to me.
I don't think I've ever seen you pull out a chair or open a car door before.
Have you ever seen me out on a date?
No. I've seen you with the very important women in your life at the time.
At the time, yes.
Yeah.
You've seen me after the luster has dulled. I am the epitome of a gentleman. Went out with a lady whom I am attempting to woo.
Does he know that you're disappointed in him?
I'm not disappointed, but as we pulled away, I said, "You said peace." He said, "Yeah, And his friend Cutter and I said, why wouldn't you at least just walk her to the door?
I don't know. My dad always used to push for that whole thing, too. I like to go up to the door and to get the girl, and I would just honk the horn, and then she would come out.
I like when somebody comes up to the door.
Right. It at least lets them know that that you're interested and that the person is important to you, yes?
Yes. Did he go to the door to get her?
Yes. Well, he and his friend went to the door to get her.
Oh, boy.
Well, I wanted to send them both. There's safety in numbers there. I want things to be low pressure because they're only middle schoolers.
We're the parents this whole time.
Probably inside. They're very nice people. I like the parents a lot.
You know what you need to do? Talk to them about where everything stands.
I think that'll be even weirder.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm all about communication, so I would talk to them, see if their daughter might be into your son or if he's wasting his time and you're wasting your money and all these trampoline dates, and I'd get right down to it.
So you're saying I should pick up the phone and text her parents and say, hey, listen, can we all just get on the same page here?
I'd have the conversation on the air.
Yeah.
That's because I will admit I am a little bit sick of footing the $20-something dollars to jump if she's not interested in my son.
Can we have Wallet Chain Girl and Xander on the phone to figure out what's going on?
No, he would be mortified if he knew that I was talking about this at all.
I like where you're going, Nikki, but let's try to get the parents on first, and then, you know, we'll try to hit 9 home runs.
Or I can already realize that I've overshared here and that this relationship, if there is to be one, would be best off away from the spotlight.
Wallet Chain Girl's parents, they sending her with any spending money on these little field trips you're taking them on, or are you responsible for paying for it all?
You know what's funny is my son told her that I would pay. She was like, let me get some money from my parents, and he said, no, don't worry about it, my dad will pay.
Oh.
And then he told me that, and I said, did you ask, like, it's no big deal, I'm not gonna go broke, but like, would you ask me first, like, hey dad, is it cool if you pay?
He knows you're making that Airheads money.
But that was after making that Replay Arcade Museum the night before. Like, I'm not Daddy Fat Stacks. I'm hemorrhaging money here.
No wonder you're pushing for him to kiss her and propose to her, because you're tired of paying for all this.
I just think that there should be an effort made to walk her. Like, I don't know how you were not in middle school when you went to the movies, but I was, and I walked Suzanne Gibney right to her front door after we saw Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. I played with her Dalmatians. Those are real dogs. That wasn't a euphemism.
Was your dad and his friend sitting in the car watching your every move?
Not his friend, but my mom and dad. Yeah, like I couldn't drive when I was 13, so my mom and dad had to drive, and I got out of the Mercury Zephyr and walked Suzanne to the front door, and she ended up marrying the guy from Mastodon. True story.
I know you have to teach kids manners, but don't you think it'd be a bit awkward for both of them if you started walking her to the door or opening her car door or any of those things? It would make them both feel weird.
But at least she would know he is a chivalrous gentleman.
Does he like her?
Yes.
Time to make the move. Homeroom, send a note first day. Are you in or nah? And then if not, he can look for another girl in homeroom that you can start spending your life savings on.
He needs to find out before school starts and they're in class, and she might tell him she doesn't like him, and then that'll get him really upset at school. So he needs to figure it out.
Well, easy.
Oh, man.
No, she needs to figure it out.
She's letting an opportunity of a lifetime
just sail on by.
Because if they she does like him, they can walk to class together holding hands, and it'll be all adorable.
I'm not ready for any of that hand-holding yet.
Oh, it happens.
I'm not ready for it.
Not everything's an episode of the Gilmore Girls, Nikki, okay?
Hey, speaking of which, did you almost get into a fight at a concert this past weekend?
Yeah, I was pretty close.
Tell us what happened.
These dumb bitches.
I like where this is going.
Kept talking during a concert. And there was maybe...
So people aren't allowed to talk during a concert?
There's maybe 150 people at this show.
All right, an intimate show. Who'd you go see?
David Bazan.
Excuse me? Isn't he the frontman from Pedro the Lion?
He was, yes.
All right.
I'm sorry, what and who?
Pedro the Lion.
Are they related to Cage the Elephant?
No, somewhat similar in that not a lot of people know who they are. But yeah, okay, so you're at that show. There's like 150 people there.
Yeah, and these girls and their husband, one of the girls' husbands, I'm not really sure.
Let me guess, did he not match? Was he wearing sneakers with jeans and you just couldn't keep it in any longer?
Because you're a fashion snob.
No, they literally were screaming out, requesting songs the entire show. And then...
So they're having fun at the show.
And then every single time he starts playing any song, they talk through the entire thing like they haven't seen each other in 20 years.
Oh.
Well, maybe they were exchanging their favorite memories about that song when they heard it.
Well, they were ruining the experience for my boyfriend, and it pissed me off.
Mama Bear so protective of her new man. I love it.
He wasn't the only one. Like, it was frustrating for everybody. I've never even... I didn't even know who this guy was. Right. I only went with him because he loves them so much.
Sure.
And I was enjoying the show. The guy's talented. Mm-hmm. And they were ruining my experience, too.
So did you ever think about getting an usher involved so that he could boot those people out?
It wasn't an usher type of situation.
All right. So what'd you do?
His entire set, I thought of things I wanted to say to them.
No.
Soon as I started to open my mouth, I looked at the guy they were with, and he could easily smash my boyfriend's head, like, with his pinky.
Oh.
He was massive. Like, his muscles had muscles on top of muscles.
Right.
But when Derek saw me opening my mouth, he grabbed me and pulled me away because
Good.
He didn't want
yeah.
me to say anything.
I commend you on being the type of girl who will look at the other guy. Because I've been with girls in my past who wouldn't give a damn yeah. about how big the guy was. And that creates some very unfortunate situations.
This guy would have been quite a bit smaller.
Yeah.
I might have said something.
All right.
No, even if those girls didn't have a guy. By the way, do we have any of this Portugal the Man that she's speaking of? I would love to hear about it.
Yes.
You can find him on
Pedro the Lion.
Yeah, or David Bazan.
Okay, he's got some solo stuff.
Yeah, he's solo now.
David Bazan.
Yeah.
I don't think you say anything. First of all, you've got a little bit of Phoebe in you, where you let other people bother you that don't have anything to do with you.
Right. Keep your eyes on your own paper.
To be honest, you're letting those people bother you.
Well, they bothered me a lot.
Oblivion! Oh my god, do you remember this one song? It was like when we were going to high school, we were skipping school and going to the beach. I know, oh my god, do you think we're bugging that girl in front of us?
Hey, do you think that girl in front of us, she looks like Kayla from Drew Bravo Live. What do you think?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, she's got impeccable fashion sense.
I think David Bazan's really lost a touch over the years.
You listen to this in concert?
It was just him and a guitar. It was acoustic, electric guitar.
I feel like talking would add to this if I saw this live.
You know what this music is lacking? Commentary.
Did your boyfriend say, hey, Nikki? Or does he call you honey?
I'm Nikki.
All right, hey, Nikki, those ladies are really bothering me. Can you say something to them?
No, he didn't. I was telling him the whole time how it was they were bothering me, and I kept giving them dirty looks, hoping that they would notice.
What hallucinogens were you on that night?
I was on vodka and cranberry.
It's a good hallucinogen. This song's terrible, by the way.
This is more of an electronic album, I learned. But it's just him and his guitar this time.
I would just say, being serious, I would never say anything to anybody in public about them being loud, because you never know what's going to happen.
It's never going to end well. You're never going to go, hey, pardon me, you're being a little loud. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Let me tone it down for you. You just accept that when you go to a concert, people are going to be loud and shout songs. Now, this song I kind of like.
Yeah, he was good.
Do you really think that, or you just like them because your new man does?
No. Well, I thought he was good, actually. I wish I could have heard it uninterrupted.
Not bad.
I mean, people are annoying at concerts, but that's what happens when you leave your house and you want to be around a gathering of drunk people. It just happens.
And then I started thinking about maybe I'm just getting old and that's why it's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is. But everything bothers you when you get a little bit older. You just learn to roll with the punches.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I will, since we've got something along the same lines.
Yeah.
Man, went to Blink-182 this weekend.
You did? Why didn't you tell either one of them? Why are you keeping your life hidden from us?
Because Phoebe hated being around all those people so much, we left before Blink went on.
Stop it. Are you kidding me?
No.
So you went all the way to the amp, parked your car.
Parked it.
Walked up to the show.
Walked up to the show, into the show, caught the end of Day to Remember.
Right.
I mean, this was a sold-out show.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I've been with Phoebe for 9 years. I thought she liked Blink-182, but I guess she doesn't. I did not know she didn't like them. I thought everybody loved Blink.
Who doesn't like Blink-182?
I know. Apparently, she hates them. So when we got there, we were walking to our seats. There was a lady throwing up in a garbage can. And
of course.
Phoebe was turned off by that. There was also a couple of people who were so excited to see Blink that they were running, and I guess they knocked into Phoebe. And
it happens.
Then we got to our seats, and she was convinced that she was sitting very close to throw up. And I had to make a decision. I said, we got to go. And she goes, no, I'm not going to leave. We're not leaving just because of me. And I said, oh, we're going to sit here the whole time while you're miserable. I'd rather just leave and not try to relive my glory days of being 18 and 19. So I left. And then she was still sitting there, determined to prove a point that she was going to sit through this concert for me. And I said, I am standing at the gate right now, and I'd be ready to leave as soon as you come up here. And so finally she showed up and we left.
And saw none of Blink-182.
Saw none of Blink-182, and then got into a huge fight that we never do anything she wants to do. And I said, you never want to do anything. She said, you know, sometimes I say, let's go bowling. I said, oh, get out of here.
I'm so sorry.
I told her, I just said, listen, I said, right now, she just turned 31. I said, I don't think you're at the point where you want to go be around a bunch of drunk people. And I understand. I was willing to fight through it to see Blink, and it's okay if you weren't.
Sure.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So now I told a bunch of people that I went to Blink, and everybody's like, how's the show? And I said, I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
So. If anybody wants to call to say what a great show it was at Seth Miss, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I don't know how I thought she loved Blink-182 for all these years. That's my bad.
So you went because you wanted to see Blink-182, but part of it was you thought that Phoebe was into them too.
Yeah, I mean, just for all those years I did mornings, I never got to go see any concerts, and now I'm working here all the time in Ankawa. So when there's a Saturday night show and I'm not working,
yeah,
and I like the band, let's go out and you can get free tickets here. And
sure.
She was not having it.
Wow.
So we're walking out as the first song hits.
Was there anyone else leaving?
Yeah, all the Day to Remember fans didn't want to see Blink.
Well, they had an 11 o'clock curfew.
What was the first song that you...
I think they did Feeling This. It was Fade from the Parking Lot.
You know Tom DeLonge was singing?
Nothing.
To Phoebe?
Because he's not in the band.
Where are you? Oh, that's a good point. There. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Well, I think we've all gotten all our personal stuff out there.
So it was very similar to what Phoebe and Nikki were going through this weekend, but I told Phoebe to not say anything to anybody. There were girls that were standing in front of us. There was no music happening, but there were three girls standing on their seats. Did Phoebe just tweet a picture of it?
Yeah, she did. And I got to say, that would be annoying. These girls standing on their seats in front of me would be way annoying.
I would have been okay with that.
I just said, she's looking at me, I go, don't say anything. There's three girls. It's not going to go well. And they finally sat down, and then we left.
That is something else.
I know.
For you to drive all the way from St. Pete to cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Make it to the show.
All the way to the show, on time.
Paid to park your car, probably.
No, you have free parking when you go to see the show.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Teddy, who do you think knows more about the Olympics, Seth Kushner or Drew Garabo?
I'm going to have to say Seth.
Probably a smart move on your part. Then, Ricardo, I apologize, but you have Team Drew. Nikki, what do we have for these fantastic folks to win?
How about a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard and REO Speedwagon on Monday the 15th?
Sound good, Ricardo and Ted?
That's awesome. Good.
Excellent. Hold on one moment, and we will see who knows more about the Olympics.
So we have a list of events in front of us.
Yes.
And we're going to play a clip, and then whoever buzzes in first, they have to use their name, has to guess what sport that is.
Okay.
Yes.
And you lose a point if you get it wrong, so Nikki, make sure you're keeping track of that.
Okay. First clip. Name is your buzzer.
And you said you haven't watched any of the Olympics so far.
I've not watched anything other than the opening ceremonies, and I saw a bike crash on Saturday afternoon.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Who knows the Olympics? Drew versus Seth.
The hardest dismount left.
Drew!
Seth!
Who is it?
Drew.
I'm going to go women's gymnastics.
That's 1 point for Drew.
Yes!
Dismount, that was it.
Yeah, dismount got me. By the way, these aren't in order, right?
No.
Okay. Because it was the first one. It was the first one on here.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's step out 2 feet. Full in.
Oh, there you go. Same clip. Just wanted to complete.
God, they're so excited over that.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, she's like the number one gymnast in the world.
All right.
I learned that.
Clip number two. Do Drew and Seth know the Olympics? I'm leading 1-0. Here we go.
Here's the out.
Seth?
Basketball.
You're right.
From George. Beautiful lob. By Zhi Wei.
Okay, 1-1, and it's Drew versus Seth, and who knows the Olympics better? Clip number three.
And she reaches the 10.4 mark that she needed.
Drew? Women's air rifle?
You're right.
Come on!
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
That was women's, because it sounded kind of like an air rifle that, here, let me play it again for you. At the very beginning, it sounds like the shot of an air rifle. That's what did it for me.
And she reaches the 10.4 mark that she needed.
Wow. Cool.
Great job.
Drew's winning 2-1. Who knows the Olympics better, Drew or Seth? Next clip. Here we go.
Seth.
Seth.
Table tennis, ping pong.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ping pong, racially insensitive.
Table tennis.
2-2. Great.
Table tennis, indeed.
By the way, I heard that was on last night, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
You were looking for table tennis?
Yeah, they got rid of the on Bravo. I guess it's an NBC station, so the Housewives of New Jersey weren't on, so I was really trying to catch some table tennis.
They were so intense.
Oh, they do get intense
what
over
mean
table
they?
Tennis. They, people.
The
people
guys. It was two kids.
People who play table tennis.
Who wouldn't get intense in the Olympics?
Right. Next clip. Here we go. It's what, 2-2 now?
It's 2-2.
Here we go.
It's like a track race. Who's going to go? It's going to be Van Mark, surely. He staggers, he stalls, he tries to draw somebody else out. He doesn't want to
Drew.
Use his...
Drew?
Water polo.
No.
Seth.
Seth?
Cycling.
Yay! So Drew loses a point and Seth gains one. So now it is 3-1, Seth in the lead.
Thank you.
It is do Drew and Seth know the Olympics? Clip number 5 right now.
Seth.
Seth?
Tennis.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What the hell is
that?
Oh,
that was easy. But
grunting is out of control.
That's one of the Williams sisters.
One more time.
Good heavens. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right. Jeez Louise. Golly.
This is the last clip, right?
Yes, this one's worth 10 points.
Yeah, let's make it 10.
Get out of here. You can't make it 10.
Dude, Drew and Seth know the Olympics. Last clip. Here we go.
She looks like a bird taking off the water now.
Seth.
Seth.
She looks like a bird. Oh, man. She looks like
I got it. I know it.
You know it?
I know it.
She looks like a bird. I'm going to go with... Damn, he sounded so excited. Let's go with...
Need an answer.
Oh, man. Can I hear that part again?
No.
Okay. I'm going to... Damn, this is... I'm going to go... She looks like a bird. I got to go with... Women's freestyle
Damn it,
swimming.
That's what I was going to say.
You're a winner!
You're a winner! No!
No! She looks like a bird taking off the water now. Still ahead of that world record by a full second. She's going to break it. There she goes.
Damn it.
I'm a patriot.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Can I hear that the tennis one again?
Sure. It seems to do something for you.
Thanks. That and the Hope Solo beekeeper's helmet, man. Those are my takeaways from the Olympics.
And that's where she lost.
Well, sorry to let you down, Ricardo, but Ted, congratulations, dude. You're going to REO Speedwagon and Def Leppard.
That'll be pretty cool. I've seen them back in the day.
Well, good, man. I'm glad you'll see them again, and I hope you have a good time, bro.
I hope that your last day gets better after losing, Drew, darn it.
Well, you know, even losing on the radio is better than winning and not being on the radio, so I'll take it any day, Teddy.
Man, that last one really was throwing me.
I knew it. As soon as they said a bird taking off in the water, I knew it was freestyle swimming.
You can't... they said water. I didn't hear that. You can't call 10-pointers at the end and just change the rules yourself.
I thought that's what we did around here.
That's up for the judge to do.
Well, I thought that we could do that here. I'm sorry.